Hello there. Yes, this is Nigel Ogden, and the organist entertains, despite our change of signature tune this week. Well, there's a very good reason for that, because tonight's programme comes to you from our Playhouse Theatre here in Manchester, where we've all gathered to help celebrate the 70th birthday of the gentleman who, up to his retirement 3 years ago, had done so much for the organ world in general and for the organist entertains in particular, having started the whole thing off back in 1969. Well, he's looking as fit and sprightly as ever, and so it's with very great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, that I ask you to put your hands together and give the warmest of welcomes to the one and only old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and I say it's super to play this organ here. This is a Technics organ, and believe you me, these days you've got to be something of a computer operator to play these machines where you really program and they play themselves. But I spent all the morning trying to make this thing sound back like a theatre organ again, and as you know, I don't really believe in rhythm boxes. We were taught to swing without it, but I thought if you can't beat them, join them. When I was a boy, I got going, and one of the early people to help me, of course, was Al Bollington, but the other one was dear old Reggie Fort. I want to tell you something. You remember the way he used to talk with that fruity old voice? He was the one who told me, first of all, he said, "Don't forget, Robin, call yourself FRCO, fairly rotten cinema organist." He cracked that gag first. That was old Fort, you see. But he sent me round, and along with Dougie Reeve, we were the Wonder Boy organists, both of us in Eton jackets, you know. And, of course, they wonder what the hell Dougie Reeve was going to play next. I think that's why they called him the Wonder Boy. Anyway, I'd like to play you another little tune now that Reggie Fort made famous, thinking of him, favorite of mine, and that's the Persian Market. Thank you, folks. Well, I remember when I was doing the program, I did one on Reg Dixon's 70th birthday, and he chose his particular personal tune that he loved, which was I Kiss Your Little Hand, Madame. And so I'd like to play you now on the BBC Whirly, which incidentally I was responsible partly for the BBC acquiring. I'm always pleased about that. So I'd like to play you my little tune, Sweet and Lovely. I don't know why it's my favorite tune. It could be something to do with Rennie, my wife. I don't know. Yes. When I was a boy, which is a long, long time ago, they had what were called novelty numbers. And people don't play them these days. So I'd like to play you a novelty number, which is a particular favorite of ours. And this is called Dancing Tambourine. Now, in my young day, they used to have some marvellous comedy numbers, marvellous titles like, you remember Horsey Keep Your Tail Up, but I'm going back to Imazaz, the pub next door, and I'm looking for the Ogo Pogo. And then they also had this tune, I don't know if you remember it, see if I can remember it. I did play it earlier on. How did it go? When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, tain't no sin to take of your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're jazzing up the organ and the tuba softly moans, tain't no sin to take of your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bear does it in Iceland, he's got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Be like those bamboo babies in the Sarsi tropic zones, where it ain't no sin to take of your skin and dance around in your bones. ¶¶
in Iceland, he's got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. So be like those bamboo babies on the South Sea tropic zones, where it ain't no sin to take your skin, dance upon your bones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy that young Nigel Ogden's here, who took over the programme for me, and jolly good luck to you, Nigel. And I think we ought to do a little duet together.
Why not?
A duet, yes, why not?
What do you fancy?
And as if we haven't arranged it, Whispering was the tune we picked, wasn't it?
That's it, that's the one.
Two choruses, three choruses in C and one in E-flat. And I'll give you the old intro.
After you.
And it's me on electronics and Nigel on Wurlitzer, in case you didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you'd agree that we really couldn't let this auspicious occasion go by without including that choral masterpiece which has become so traditional at events such as this. So, if you'd all like to take a deep breath, let's raise the roof and sing Happy Birthday to Robin.
Thank you. And to my wife, too, Jimmy. Thank you.
And so we come to the end of our Robin Richmond 70th birthday concert. Our sincere thanks to Robin for giving us such an entertaining show, and I'm sure you'd all like to join me in wishing him and his charming wife, Renee, many more years of happy retirement in Nice, where they now live. Incidentally, if any of you listening down south would like to see and hear Robin before he goes back home, he'll be appearing at the Assembly Hall, Worthing, next Sunday, the 25th, at 3 p.m. And joining him on that show will be one of the country's youngest star organists, Robert Wolfe. Well, that really must be all for this time. My thanks to everyone who's helped behind the scenes today, to our audience here in the Playhouse Theatre Manchester, and to producers John Wilcox and Peter Pilbeam. I'll be back at the same time next week with another edition of The Organist Entertains. But until then, on behalf of all of us here, this is Nigel Ogden saying all the best, and bye-bye for now.